Well, after raising interest rates several notches in 2018, the Fed appears to be on the sidelines, at least for the near term. So let's get a sense of what that means for the U.S. housing market. Let's bring on Logan Mohatshami. Logan is a senior loan officer at AMC Lending Group based in Irvine, California. So, Logan, thank you so much for joining us. So we do have the Fed on the sidelines here in the early part of 2019, but the bias continues to seem to be with an upward bias. How are the U.S. housing market, how is the housing market really dealing with this rate environment?
Well, in this economic cycle, whenever mortgage rates get to about 4.5% or higher, we see a slowdown in the housing market, mostly in the hot coastal areas. But again, for this year, the trend looks like existing home sales are going to be lower again, and new home sales is really struggling right now. And I don't think the lower interest rates on the 30-year fix that we've gotten from last November to now is still good enough to drive sales for growth.
So, Logan, where are we in terms of the average mortgage rate right now?
Right now, you're looking still around 4.5%, 4.625. It's nothing. The mortgage rate impacts the marginal home buyer.
Yeah.
The total principal interest tax inflation, all those higher home prices, higher mortgage rates, and that's one thing that I think we forgot about housing last year. Nominal home prices were at all-time highs last year. Mortgage rates were higher. In demand, we lost just roughly only 170,000 existing home sales from the previous year. So housing actually held up considering all those variable factors.
Okay, so just looking forward, if you are expecting a slowdown, if you don't think that there's enough strength to sort of sustain the momentum in the markets, where in the U.S. do you expect the most pronounced bouts of a slowdown and potentially decline in home values?
New York, Seattle, California. And you can see that some of the homes that were bought, let's say, last March, April, and May, that might have been a part of a bidding process. It looks like to me that those homes on a year-over-year basis could be down. The Midwest, the South, everywhere else should be okay. But if we look at the purchase application data right now, last year we were positive almost every single week except for six. We only had two real negative prints. Right now we've already have two negative prints for the year. It's not even Valentine's Day yet. So that data line is already showing you today that there's a little bit of softness. Now, it isn't going to be a big decline in existing home sales, but I haven't forecasted growth in existing home sales since 2016, so I'm expecting another year of slightly down sales, a little bit increase in inventory, but nothing too big on both fronts.
What could cause the U.S. housing market to decline significantly more than you're anticipating and maybe the market's anticipating? Is it simply the interest rate environment?
If mortgage rates ever got to about 5.875%, I think that could create a noticeable decline in sales and a noticeable increase in inventory. This is for existing home sales. New home sales is always expensive. They have more issues than the existing home sale market. But because demographics are about to get bigger and better for the housing market, I don't see a major decline in sales anytime soon. But if mortgage rates did get up to 5.875%, and that basically takes us to the low levels of the previous cycle, with real home prices where they are right now, you can see a noticeable decline. But for now, it's just going to be a slight decline for 2019, nothing too drastic, similar to what we saw in 2018.
So, Logan, you mentioned the demographics here, and this might go to a longer-term call on the housing markets. Give us a sense of how the demographics are playing into it. Are millennials buying houses, that type of thing?
Millennials are the biggest home buyers in the world right now. I think that we don't ever focus on that. I think housing's demand problem, or in some cases, some people think demand should be stronger, is the move-up buyer is not there. People are staying in their homes longer. We might have gone from a 5 to 7 year time horizon for people staying in their homes to a 12 to 22 year. That will impact sales. But the biggest demographic patch we have in America right now are ages 25 to 31. The median first-time home buyer is 32. So I look at them as replacement buyers. I know a lot of people are, banking on this demographic boom for housing. I kind of have a different take on it. You have replacement buyers to come in. If you get a little bit more action than move-up buyers, then you could get a little bit more existing home sales. But, 5.5 million existing home sales might be the peak for this cycle. And that's not a bad thing. I think some people just have too much aggressive high forecasts for existing home sales, and they think this is bad or something's off. It's just this is how the housing market is going to be for maybe another 10 years.
Okay, so I guess that I'm trying to figure out, Logan, if you're expecting the coastal cities to see a decline in home values, how deep will it be given your forecast for mortgage rates will be?
Mortgage rates should go even lower than what they are right now. I think I was one of the few people for 2019 that forecasted lower mortgage rates. So even if mortgage rates fall, it doesn't change my forecast any. And this is similar to what happened in 2014 as well. Mortgage rates were trending lower the entire year, and sales were down. But still, sales are holding up as well. But for California, New York, and Seattle, even though inventory monthly supply isn't high, pricing will be an issue. So to me, we have to see how do sellers react if they don't get the price they want. You know, a few years ago, they just wouldn't sell their homes because they needed a certain price level to make sense because we just started the increase of home prices. Now, that's 4 years ago. We've got about near $26 trillion of equity out there. We have about $15 trillion of net equity for these home owners. They might be willing to take a little bit lower prices just to move their home. So that, to me, can create year-over-year declines in some areas of California, Seattle, even Las Vegas, even in New York, because now they feel a little bit better. They have a little bit more equity. So if they have to cut their prices, they will, where 4 years ago that wasn't the case.
So, Logan, how about on the new home supply? Are the Toll Brothers of the world, are they still buying homes, or are they pulled back?
New home sales is much different. Sales have not gone anywhere for a while now, but that big spike we saw in new home sales for last month or for the month of November, it kind of discount that. That marketplace is struggling. And until we see the 640,000 new home sale trends come back again, don't look for housing starts to really grow aggressively. And, you know, Toll Brothers and these companies, they sell to a very small market base. So you will find wealthy buyers for those products. Just the rate of growth of them is just not going to be the same. And this might be the case for a very long time if interest rates don't go lower. Every single housing cycle has had 2% lower interest rates to help boost demand. For that to happen, we need about a 1.25 and 2.25 30-year fix. That means a 10-year yield has to go negative. I don't think that's going to happen. Longer term, the builders have to build cheaper homes or smaller homes to grow that base, especially at Toll Brothers.
Yeah. Logan Motashami, thank you so much for being with us. Love the perspective. Logan Motashami is Senior Loan Officer for AMC Lending Group, talking about what he is expecting on the coastal cities in particular with a slowdown of potential declines in home values. Interesting, Paul, I thought also that he sees mortgage rates going lower from here, not higher from here, but that may not be enough to really juice the market in a way that the coastal cities need. Kind of compelling, especially at a time when people are still calling for higher rates.